Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. I'm Ben, and we're recording this bit of the show on Thursday, and down the other end of the phone to walk us through some of the league results from Saturday and Tuesday, as well as some big, big FA Cup shocks from midweek. We're joined by Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James, how are you?
Evening, Ben, how are you doing?
I'm all right. Am I? It's all good. So, coming up on this week's show, we are going to be talking FA Cup shocks, because there's been a couple, and we'll be joined by Neil Young at Marine, Cal Jarrett at Mash United, Martin Carruthers at Ilkeston, and Jody Bannum at Stafford Rangers. Those interviews coming up midway through the show. We're going to be joined by Thomas Feeney, non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, to discuss this weekend's matches in the league, and we've got some post-match reactions as well from some of the midweek league games which took place, as we'll be dipping in to some of the post-match reactions from Buxton, from Atherton Coles, and from Radcliffe.
Yeah. Hey.
Stuff happened. Stuff happened at Radcliffe on Tuesday. Right, let's go through the league results before we get to the FA Cup, and let's talk about Saturday's results. Still leading the way up at the top of the NPL is Warrington. However, they were beaten by Micklethwaite on Saturday, James, by 3-2. Quite an outcome, that, for the Derbyshire side.
Yeah, great result for him as well. Quite a hot-tempered game as well, looking at it. It was a rather nasty incident in the second half. I sort of both go down to 10 men, but Micklethwaite made the most out of it. Stuart Bevan again starting to become like the star man for Micklethwaite at this moment in time.
Micklethwaite up to 11th with that victory from Saturday. In second place, we've got Buxton. They were 4-0 winners at Stalybridge Celtic on Saturday afternoon, and they followed that up with another 4 on Tuesday night, beating Scarborough Athletic by 4-1. 8 there in 2 for Buxton. Quite a week they've had. Let's have some post-match reaction now. Scoring a hat-trick on Tuesday night, be no surprise, but Scarborough fans, look away now. It is James Walshaw. Although the first goal, maybe not James Walshaw. We'll find out. But in the interview...
It's been ruled out.
It's been ruled out. Oh, no. Scoring 2 on Tuesday night was James Walshaw. Let's have some post-match action now from James Walshaw. Here he is speaking with Buxton's YouTube channel shortly after the final whistle on Tuesday night.
I think all the lads collectively have been absolutely fantastic. Worked really hard in midfield, breaking the game down. We've passed really well. We've played football. We've battled. And I think it's nearly a perfect performance. In terms of my performance, I mean, every game I try to work as hard as I can. Chances have come my way today and I finished 2 off. The first one, obviously, is a dubious goal. I've put my hand up. Just because I bet the man and created the goal. It weren't my goal. It took a couple of deflections, and I think to be honest, it might have been Tommy's. But it's just been a fantastic performance. It's been great all-round collective game.
James Walshaw there speaking to Buxton's YouTube channel. James, that's a stunning couple of games there for Buxton. Sees them up to second.
Yeah, I've been saying it the last couple of weeks. All Buxton really needs to do is start finding the scoring boots. And it's like down to them just continue this pace. You know, because, again, they've got the firepower to do it. They've only scored 15 in the league this season.
Big movers this week. Obviously, following on from our monthly review show discussion last week about Witten being fifth. This week, dear listener, Witten Albion are third, and Witten Albion 1-0 winners over Scarborough Athletic. Witten Albion have had another good result there, up to third, 3 off top spot, James.
Yeah, and they're playing good football. Backcourt really settled in. Notice managed to get into the team nice and quick and settled out, and they started to pick up big results there. Obviously, Scarborough and Basford back to back. I think they've got South Shields coming up in the next couple of weeks. That's going to be the big test for him.
Well, you mentioned South Shields there. South Shields were winners on Saturday. A great result, this one. 3-1 winners at Bamber Bridge. So that sees South Shields up to fourth position now, 4 off top spot. Then we've got Matlock. Matlock have had another storming week. A 4-1 victory over Ashton United last Saturday. That sees them up to fifth position now in the league. 5 off top spot with a game in hand, James.
Lee Moogs with a great goal to finish the scoring there at the same time. And a really unlucky on goal there for Michael Rains. One of the weirdest ones you'll see from where he's just lobbed the keeper when he passed back by mistake. But yeah, great result there for Matlock.
In sixth position, we've got Nantwich Town. Obviously, they didn't play last weekend. Scarborough in seventh. Basford United up to eighth position. 3-0 win against Radcliffe on Saturday. James.
Verner's a 3-0 win for him there.
Shall we stick with Radcliffe as well? Because then, you know, you had a game on Tuesday night as well. And that was a better outcome. Radcliffe 2, Bamber Bridge 1. And let's have some post-match reaction now from that game Tuesday night at Stainton Park. Let's hear now from Lee Fowler. Here he is speaking with Radcliffe's YouTube channel shortly after the final whistle.
Couldn't care about the performance, Gunnarsson. It was about the result. It was told before the lads, the result was more important than the performance, because as we've seen over the last couple of games, the performance has been there, the result happened. Was it a bit edgy at times? Yeah, of course it was. Heart in your mouth? Of course it was. But ultimately, we have not been conceding goals from balls being coming into our box. It's been coming from individual errors, from mistakes, under no pressure. So I've got no doubt about Jack and Ollie doing what they've done. No, they did cause us a few little panics through, but again, we could have scored at the end as well. So, as I said, I don't really care about the performance. It was all about the result.
Lee Fowler there, manager of Radcliffe, and a big thank you to Radcliffe's YouTube channel there. I should say the links to the YouTube channels that we feature on this week's show are available in the description to this podcast. Great work being done across the league. As you mentioned last week, James, they've all turned into mini versions of Granada, haven't they? So good stuff. All Yorkshire Television, or Tyne Tees, whatever. Yeah. What's the one in Precumbria? Border? Grampian? What was it called back in the day? Grampian? Right, I've covered off all bases there. Oh, Central Television as well. Yeah, so thank you to Radcliffe for that clip there. So you were saying, James, about Radcliffe?
Yeah, I was going to say, going back to the Baseford Radcliffe game quickly, I did say it was going to be whichever side turned up, because Baseford and Radcliffe have had different teams turn up a little bit in the first couple of games, and Baseford's better side came with the right attitude and shown Radcliffe a little bit of what they can do. If it's the first game Radcliffe hadn't scored in the season. Very scrappy game against Bamber Bridge, and Bamber, I'm going to be honest, we're unlucky. The way they were playing in the second half, we're very unlucky not to go away with a point, but good 3 points there for Radcliffe as well, especially with the start they had. It's just something to recover. I think the situation now is Radcliffe need to start looking at the defence. 13 goals after 5 games, that's still not a stat to be happy with at this moment.
Back to regional television and ITV, just to say it was Border Television that I was thinking of around Carlisle and Northumbria. Sorry, don't get in touch. I've covered off all bases though for the NPL, Granada, Yorkshire, Tyne Tees, Border, Central. I think we've covered everything there. Any complaints, take them up with James on social media, not me. Right, let's move on and talk about some other results from Saturday and midweek in the league. Whitby Town up to 9th position. 2-0 victory over Grantham Town in the post-Chris Hardy era. 3 points there.
Yeah, I say it's Whitby's first game as back at home as well since the local authorities let him back into the ground. So just nice. I think it's just a nice one there for him to get a win at home.
There was the first win of the season for Hyde United. They travelled to Staffordshire to take on Stafford Rangers, and Hyde United came away winning 2-0 on Saturday afternoon. That then takes us to Tuesday night. We've covered off two of the matches already. Buxton 4, Scarborough Athletic 1, and Radcliffe 2, Bamber Bridge 1. But there was a win on Tuesday night, their second win of the season for Atherton Coles, a 1-0 win over Ashton United. We'll get your thoughts in a second, James. Let's have some post-match reaction now. Here's Brad Cook speaking with Atherton Coles' YouTube channel shortly after the final whistle on Tuesday night.
I think that it's probably one of the best 10 minutes of football I think I've ever seen in my life, that first 10 minutes. It had everything, didn't it? It had absolutely everything. And I think that, you know, my assessment of the game is I think we deserve to win the game once and for all. You know, I know that we're down to 10 men, but we've had a lot of chances. We've missed a penalty. We've had a lot of one-on-one situations. We've had a lot of two-on-one situations when they've thrown men forward. So I think the result's the right thing. But give me a 1-0 every day of the week with, you know, that finish from Dylan Glass. That was worthy of winning any football match at. So I'm delighted to have a clean sheet, and I'm delighted that Dylan Glass has got the winner, because that goal was special.
Brad Cook there, manager of Atherton Coles, speaking with the in-house YouTube channel at Atherton Coles, and a big thank you to all the media teams for their great coverage of the league. James, that's the league, and we'll have a full fixture preview for the league matches taking place this weekend, taking place at time of recording, that is, with Thomas Feeney shortly. But let's draw our eyes now to the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. Some big results from midweek, and we'll start off in alphabetical order. So we're going to start off with a defeat. Commiserations to Tadcaster Albion, beaten 6-1 by Darlington on the road on Tuesday night, and we'll never mention that result again. Sea United, they've gone through to the next round due to COVID. And Alfreton Town having a positive case within the dressing room, and therefore they couldn't fulfil the fixture. So FC United through to the next round, where they'll be taking on Geisler, which makes my chat with Thomas Feeney at the end of the show a little bit more spicy. FC United hosting Geisler. So we'll be speaking to Neil Reynolds next week with regards to that fixture there. But also through to the next round, Ilkeston Town, 1-0 win over our old friends Alverchurch on Tuesday night. And that sets up an encounter at home next Saturday against Hartlepool United. Blimey, that's a fixture, isn't it? And for more on this, on Thursday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Ilkeston Town. It's a welcome back to the show to Martin Carruthers.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable draw. I mean, we spoke with the players after the game and the owners and the chairman about, you know, and even in the last round, all we wanted was a home draw. You know, obviously with the restrictions on the crowd and the National League sides and the, you know, not being able to have fans and, you know, how we know what good support we have at home at Ilkeston and the opportunity to get some fans in and see a really good game of football. But, you know, to draw the conference side top of the league, I mean, we did think about Notts County. We played in pre-season. We knew, you know, if we got them at home, that would be another mouth-watering tie. But, you know, to get the conference league leaders at home, we couldn't have asked for any more. So, you know, ex-football league side, you know, I know all about Hartlepool. I've had many games against them, you know, throughout my career in the past. And, you know, I know Sweeney, one of their coaching staff now. So, yeah, I'm sure they won't be too worried about us. But, you know, we'll be getting all geared up for a fantastic day for our fans and our football club.
Now, obviously, they should be a bit worried about yourselves, because you've been on the Alverchurch result is a phenomenal result, and the league form's been pretty good as well. Tell us about Tuesday night and how that all went against Alverchurch.
Yeah, well, I know Alverchurch really well. You know, Rich and Longy. You know, we've had numerous battles when I was at Basford, you know, with Alverchurch when they were, you know, the best side in the league when there were challenges for the title. We both got promoted that same year, so, you know, I know what a good football side, you know, he puts together. In fairness, we spoke before the game, we both got a new team with younger players in, and we're still sort of forming and trying to build a team for the future. But apart from the first 10, 15 minutes when, you know, they potentially could have scored one or two goals, we more than held our own. And at half-time, you know, I said to our players, you know, if we up at 10 or 15%, then, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to win this game. And we were magnificent in the second half, not only creating chances, we got the goal right at the half-time, great strike by Ollie Brownhill. But, you know, defensively, our shape, you know, they couldn't find a way through us. And apart from a couple of late efforts and a couple of good saves from our goalkeeper, Ross Durant, you know, they never really threatened us, and we were worthy winners on the night.
Now, I know you're having a good cup run at the moment, and we know you're having a good cup run, because I'm about to ask you this question, which asks all managers who are having good cup runs. Obviously, you're falling behind slightly with the league fixtures and that kind of thing. How it's the FA Trophy this weekend as well, isn't it? So how are you juggling things at the moment, and how are you going to keep focus on like that Newcastle match coming up and the FA Trophy and then the big Hartlepool game? It's a lot to juggle.
It certainly is a lot to juggle. We're now starting to pick up injuries and suspensions like we knew we would. So, you know, the importance of having a good squad and good players, and, you know, the lads that have come into the side have done well, and to still remain unbeaten despite the adversity that we faced has been unbelievable, really. And it just shows the team spirit and the resolution of the squad that we've put together. So, yeah, it's difficult now. You know, obviously, Newcastle Tuesday night after the Kempston Rovers game in the Trophy, you know, they're unbeaten. That will be a really tough game. So, you know, at the minute, we've got training tonight. We'll speak with the management team and we'll discuss whether we can potentially, you know, rotate one or two players for Saturday and keep a couple fresh for Tuesday with one eye on the FA Cup game. But it's an envious position to be in, and I would take it any day of the week to have these kind of problems, you know, when you've got to try and juggle players and with such big games coming up, you know, it's a manager's dream, really.
Yeah, it's proper, isn't it? I mean, I go back to our conversation we had about a month ago, and I think one of my final questions was, isn't it good to be talking about football and that kind of thing? And here you are, right at the sharp end. It's brilliant, really.
It is. I mean, you know, after all that's gone on with the restrictions and lockdown, and, you know, I remember we were talking about just being happy training again and back playing again. But, you know, the atmosphere, you know, at the new Manor Ground, you know, against Elvechurch on Tuesday. You know, it was special to see, you know, up and coming young fans going to be part of our future successes. It was brilliant. The players, some of the young players, have never experienced anything like that before, and you know, they're going to have a right treat with the Hartlepool game. You know, no matter what the result, the atmosphere will be special, and I think it's a day that the football club and the owners will always remember in years to come. But just the camaraderie and the togetherness of the fans and the mental well-being, you know, it's just going to be fantastic. And I just hope that, you know, the government understand how important the fans being back in football grounds, you know, are to numerous people, not only to players and the football clubs, but also to the local community, and that they sort of see sense and allow our fans back in at the higher levels.
Martin Carruthers there, manager of Ilkeston Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show, where that interview conducted on Thursday afternoon. Going to be a big game, that one, James, against Hartlepool.
Yeah, indeed. And then Ilkeston Town turning into a little bit of giant killers. I think that's the third team they beat from higher rank this season now in competition.
There was a big upset on Tuesday night as well on Merseyside. Marine 4, Nantwich Town 1. A fantastic result, this one, for the Merseyside outfit. And, well, this sets up an encounter, doesn't it? Next Saturday, it's Chester against Marine. Great stuff. Let's have some reaction to that draw, as well as that fantastic result from Tuesday night's for Marine. On Thursday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Marine. It's a welcome back to the show to Neil Young. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the fourth qualifying round and the big draw you've got, let's talk about the third qualifying round and a fantastic performance on Tuesday night against Nantwich. How was the evening?
Yeah, we played really well. You know, we knew we were up against a good side. You know, Nantwich is always in and around the top half of the Northern Premier League. And again this year, but we knew we were in for a tough game. But our lads were excellent, I think, Saturday. We were good against Tadcaster, and I thought we stepped that up again on Tuesday against Nantwich. So overall, yeah, very good performance, very happy. Hopefully that form will continue.
And at the start of the match, did you have an inkling, you know, from, because you can get this from a dressing room, can't you? You can get the sense that your boys are up for it. But did you realise they were going to, you know, wallop a team in the division above?
No, I don't think you ever think that when you're coming up against, you know, good opposition. I have thought, you know, I've thought since the start of the season, you know, we've had a number of injuries, like a lot of teams have over the last, you know, 4 or 5 weeks. Obviously, they're probably having an extended pre-season. And I knew once we could get everyone fit and get the one or two lads in that we wanted, you know, we'd be much better. And that's been proven in the last two games. And obviously now we've got to carry that into Saturday's game. But yeah, you know, very pleased with the performance on Tuesday night against the good Nantwich team. But you've got to move on very quickly to that. And the game's come thick and fast.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, you've got the FA Trophy this weekend, but you can't miss this game coming up a week on Saturday, can you? Chester away, a club that you obviously know very, very well. I mean, what was your thoughts this afternoon when that draw came out the hat?
To be honest, I told everyone that that's what would probably happen, if I'm honest. You know, I've not been back there in terms of a competitive football match since I left back in 2014. You know, I've got a lot of friends at the club. You know, it's a big part of my has been a big part of my life. You know, I've been in football a long time, but my time at Chester, both from a footballing perspective and a people perspective, you know, was the best times of my, you know, my football career. So yeah, you know, it's a big game. We know the enormity of the task. You know, we played them pre-season, they were very good, they beat us quite convincingly, and we've improved since then. Obviously they've had a good start, but you know, you get to the fourth round qualified the FA Cup from a team at our level, unless you're really lucky. We nearly were the last ball out. We were in the last two. But unless you're really lucky, you know you're going to come up against one of the big boys, and you know, we threw Chester away, and you know, that's a really big task for us. But you know, we play Mosley Saturday, and then we'll concentrate all our efforts on Chester the following week. I think it's our first midweek without a game, so we can, you know, we can prepare as best we can. And look forward to the game.
And is there a kind of level playing field as well? Because obviously the crowd at the Diva, you know, can be quite boisterous at times, but they're not going to be there. So is that a bit of a leveler, do you feel?
I don't think so. You know, I would have liked to have, you know, gone back there and seen the fans, to be honest, from a personal perspective. And I think a buzzing football stadium, I mean, you've watched it on the television. You know, it's the same when you're playing yourselves in pre-season. We had a few games that were behind closed doors, and it is a very sanitised environment. So, no, I would have liked it to have been, you know, the supporters in there. But, you know, as I said, you know, we'll prepare best we can this week. Looking forward to it. And it's the FA Cup. It's a game of football, so it's 11 v 11 on the day. We've just got to make sure we perform at 100%, and hopefully they'll drop a little bit. And who knows? But you know, as I say, we know the enormity of the task, but looking forward to it.
And like you touched upon, in the meantime, before that, you've got Mosley this weekend in the FA Trophy, and it's something that I'm going to be asking other managers this week. You know, we spoke a month or so ago. And we said, isn't it good to be back talking about football? And here you are juggling competitions and that kind of thing. I mean, it's good all this, isn't it?
It is good, yeah, it is good. Unfortunately, we haven't played that many league games. And obviously, we play tomorrow, Saturday, sorry. And then, obviously, the FA Cup the following week. And think our next league game's the 27th. But it's football, you know. You're playing competitions to be in them. You know, we'll enjoy it again. You know, Mosley, I went up there last week to watch them against Clitheroe. So, you know, we pay them every respect, and I'm sure they've done the same with us. We've got to make sure, you know, we go out there with the same attitude as we have, particularly in the last two games. As I said, you know, our lads have done really well, and hopefully we can put a performance in Saturday, because we're going to need to if we want to progress in the FA Trophy.
Neil Young there, manager of Marine, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And, well, that's going to be an occasion next Saturday, isn't it? It's just a shame about the crowds, I suppose.
Yeah, shame about the crowds, but again, the TV stations popping up. What you mentioned there for Josh Armani, because that's four games in a row with four free kicks he's scored.
Just moving up the Lancashire coast from Marine, we've got Southport, and Southport drew 1-1 with our very own South Shields on Tuesday evening. A big congratulations to South Shields, though, winning 4-2 on penalties. We'll have one of the managers from South Shields on the show next week to talk about their FA Cup tie in the fourth qualifying round at home to Halifax Town. Oh! Home win, maybe, James? Do you reckon?
It's going to be a very tough ask. And again, I think I called it last time at South Shields. That game should have been on TV. I think South Shields Halifax will be the BBC. It'd be amazing if it isn't.
Well, commiserations to Mikulova. They were beaten by St Albans City. It finished 1-1 after 90 minutes. But St Albans winning 5-4 on penalties. So commiserations to Mikulova. But congratulations to Stafford Rangers. This is a pretty epic result, I have to say. Stafford Rangers 3, Hereford 1, the full-time score on Tuesday evening. Stafford Rangers going through to the next round, where they'll be hosting our old friends Skelmersdale United. And for more on this, on Thursday evening, I caught up with the manager of Stafford Rangers. It's a welcome back to the show to Jody Bannum. Well, Jody, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the fourth qualifying round draw, a big congratulations for the third qualifying round. What a magnificent performance against Hereford. How was the night for you?
Yeah, it was brilliant. We've been a bit indifferent in the league, and obviously we brought that in. We've not been scoring many goals, and that's been killing us a little bit. And obviously we carried that kind of insecurity into the game on Tuesday night. But barring the first 15 minutes, where obviously they've scored and they looked like they could have gone and added another one, Kingy's made a good save to keep it down to 1-0. We've changed our shape a little bit, and from that moment on, we've... I think we've run out deserved winners. We, you know, we could have scored probably four or five on the night with the chances we've had. So we, you know, it didn't flatter us in the slightest. And hopefully that's going to be the catalyst to really kickstart us now.
Tell us about those last 10 minutes as well, especially when, you know, Callum scores that goal in injury time just to seal the deal. What was it like on the touchline the last 10 minutes or so in that game?
Yeah, it was mayhem. To be fair, I've been waiting for a goal to celebrate for a while, so. I was off down the line like Mourinho, you know, and obviously the supporters were very pleased. It was a great atmosphere. The supporters have been amazing since I've come to the football club, and obviously, yeah, I got to see him on a midweek cup match, and you know, it was brilliant. Just a pity we could only have 600 in it at the minute, because the place was rocking with that many. So I'd love to see him with double that.
Oh, great stuff. And obviously in the fourth qualifying round draw this afternoon, you've been drawn at home, so there will be a home crowd in attendance, which is good, against Skelmersdale United, our old friends. So what's your thoughts on this potential banana skin?
Yeah, obviously, listen, on paper, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't the draw we were looking for. I think it was the lowest ranked team in the cup, in the competition still, and I think everyone would have had their eye on it. But that's not saying that we're not expecting a really, really tough game, and it's a game we could easily lose if we don't show the right aptitude and professionalism, and we don't give them the respect that they fully deserve. They've already knocked Lancaster out at their place early in the competition. I spoke to Mark Felmont, Lancaster manager, today. So we'll be fully briefed on them. We'll make sure we do our homework, and as I said, we'll give them the utmost respect. But, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to get into that first round proper now. And one, obviously, we'll be doing the utmost to make happen.
Obviously, as well, going into this game, you managers, you always say, you know, take each game as it comes. But you've got two big games before that. So how are you enjoying juggling all the challenges of FC United and Basford coming up as well in the league?
Well, we had, to be fair, we were supposed to play Warrington on the day we're going to play Skem now. So we had three massive games. So we had three huge games coming up, really, where, you know, and then we've got Buxton after that. So so after the Skem game, we've got Buxton now. So we had four kind of really tough, you know, games coming up, where teams where that you'd expect them to be in and around the playoffs. It's a tough run of games, but, you know, we haven't been far away, and I know that sounds daft, but we've not been far away at all. And, you know, there's been some high-scoring games. You know, some teams have been flapped, and we haven't been at all. You know, we've been in it, every single game. We've created lots of chances. We've just, that little bit of quality has been lacking in the final third. You know, the right cross, you know, decision, shot, just not quite been there. And then we've made little silly errors. Obviously, we were down to 10 men after 30 minutes on Saturday, so you've got a massive uphill challenge to go then, and then we come back from that, you know, second half, and we looked like we could, you know, go and pitch a goal. Wasn't meant to be in the end, and obviously in the last minute they broke away and got a second while we were chasing it. But again, it's another game. We were in it for an hour with 10 men, so I knew we were not far away, and I think that proved it on Tuesday night in the performance we put in.
Like we touched upon, you know, that performance on Tuesday night, it could be a catalyst. And with regards to, you know, an FA Cup run at this stage of your tenure at Marston Road, I mean, how much are you enjoying it at the moment, this Cup run that you're on?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Obviously, we've won three games now, so, you know, it's just good to get on a roll and win football matches. It, you know, it breeds confidence, and, like I said, it hopefully kickstarts the league campaign. But as far as, obviously, the FA Cup goes, it's not a competition we're going to win. We know that. But it's a competition where we can bring some much needed revenue into the football club as well during, you know, tough times, you know, as well documented for lots of clubs out there. So we see it as a bit of a cash generator for us. It's, you know, it's brilliant for the players, you know, to get into a first round proper. If we get a really good draw at home in the first round, fingers crossed we get there, get into that first round and we get a really good draw at home, you know, we could be on telly as well. So brings extra money in, you know, more publicity for the football club and rewards for the hard work that's gone in over, you know, a really, really long pre-season as well, probably 8 weeks. And the lads are grafting, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, if we can even manage to do it, then it'll be fully deserved.
Jody Bannum there, manager of Stafford Rangers, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. That was all the results from the FA Cup when it comes to Tuesday night. But an impressive display off the pitch at Marsh United, because their game on Tuesday against Blyth Spartans was postponed due to, I think, waterlogging, wasn't it? A good old-fashioned waterlogging. So the volunteers got it together, because time is of the essence now with these postponements. You haven't got the following weekend, have you? You've got to get the game played as quickly as you can. Yeah. They turned around the pitch, so the match took place on Wednesday night. And those volunteers were rewarded with a fantastic 1-0 victory for Marsh United over Blyth Spartans. Fantastic stuff. And that sets up Marsh United travelling to Brackley Town in the fourth qualifying round. And for more on this, on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Marsh United. It's a welcome back to the show to Kyle Jarrett. Well, Kyle, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, there's only one place we could start. Big congratulations for Wednesday night's result. I mean, how was the evening for you?
Really good, to be fair. We knew we were in for a hard game, but we obviously, like, you know, our record at home, you know, we're decent. We haven't been beat for 14 months at home. So we knew that Blyth were going to be up against it with us as well, you know. So just winning it was brilliant. You know, the lads were excellent all night from minute one right through to last minute 90. And everything about it, the fans were there. It was just all night was just a massive club effort, to be fair. Getting the game on was hard, because it obviously got cancelled the night before through the rain. You know, we had volunteers on the pitch for 2 days, completely forking it, sanding it, you know, sheets on, sheets off. And then eventually getting the game on, and then you know, being able to put a performance like they did for the fans, you know, And getting the win was excellent.
I was going to say about that quick turnaround. When it comes to your preparations and your squad's preparations, how difficult is it to... I mean, I suppose it's the same for Blyth in a way, isn't it? How difficult is it to go a day later?
I don't think it was as bad as what we thought. I mean, we'd already been told by the FA, obviously, this year, the way things are, that if it's cancelled, you've only got the 2 days to get it played from the Tuesday to Thursday. It had to be played before the Thursday night. Otherwise, you know, we would have been thrown out, the pair of us. So that's what the rules are. So we understood them. And we knew that the pitch wasn't going to be fantastic with the rain that we'd had, because we'd had loads of rain. And it is a lot better this year, the pitch, with the drainage being put in and stuff. So we put things into place, letting the lads know that if it did get cancelled, it was going to be played before Thursday. So they had all organised the work schedules, because quite a lot of shift workers in there. And you know, lucky enough, I didn't have anyone missing.
God, that's great news. the next round, unfortunately, it's not a home game, which, you know, yeah, like you say, I mean, the home form's superb at Mass, but yeah, it's Brackley away. Oh, there's a chance for an upset here, surely, given Brackley's start to the season. What's your take on the draw?
I think it's a difficult one. I'm not going to lie. I mean, over the last few years, they've done really well. I think they got the playoffs, I think, last year. Like I said, I was just going from work, so I haven't had loads of info on them. So I will have a little look. But what I do know is I know they're a decent team. But I will be able to get something on them, I would have thought, this Saturday, because they're playing York. So I'm going to try and get someone sent over there just to watch them for me and get a report on them if I can. But to be fair, then, we fancy ourselves anywhere we go. I'm not saying we're going to go there and win. What I'm saying is we're going to go up there and put a fight on, you know, like we do every single game, no matter where we go, no matter who we play. The lads have done themselves proud up to now, right into the cup. But, you know, upsets can happen. We were an underdogs last night and we completely ran the game. They had, you know, Blad had one shot on target last night. We had 11. So, you know, we are a decent team. I'm not going to knock us down, and they'll be in for a game just as much as we are. But I know it's going to be a tough test. It's a long travel, 3.5, 4 hours, something like that. No fans, which doesn't help on both sides, really, even for them as well. So it's a leveller. You know, they're a good team, and the two leagues above us. But that doesn't really bother us. It's a cup game. We all know what the FA Cup's about.
I mean, behind closed doors and that kind of thing. I mean, how difficult is that going to be? I mean, I suppose we had this discussion a month or so ago, didn't we, about pre-season. So not too strange occurrence, because you've been here before.
Yeah, in the friendlies, we've had a few games like that were done behind closed doors. And it is odd, especially when you come to the likes of last night, having 400 fans in there all rocking and shouting and screaming and cheering the lads on. It's completely different. They do become that 12th man, you know. And it is a shame, obviously, that both sets of fans will miss a decent game down there. I can't see things changing within the week. So I would have thought it would be behind closed doors. It is a bit funny, obviously, but you just got to get on with it. You just got to try and be professional enough. And I know the lads will be, and their set of lads, I would have thought, and just try and make a good game of it.
And in the meantime, this is where we are now. Because you're on this cup run, you've got to start juggling. You've got the FA Trophy this weekend away at Stocksbridge Park Steels, which is a tough game. And then the midweek league game against Ossett United, which is a tough game. Yeah. So how are you juggling things?
We haven't got a massive squad either. That's the thing with us. I don't try and run big, massive squads, because it's really hard to keep lads at this level happy anyway, as it is. So we try and keep a low squad. But fortunately, it's going to take some honours, you know, took the next two games. I can make 4 or 5 changes at the weekend, which lads deserve to come in, even, you know, with the waiting game. But on credit, the lads that have been in, we've played 11 games, won 10 and drew 1. And I know my lads won't want to come out the team, but I've got to take care of it, you know, on the understanding of having Saturday, Tuesday, two hard games. So I'll just have to use my squad as good as I can, really, for the next two games going into that FA Cup. And it'll be like this the full season, to be fair.
And it's good, isn't it? Because, you know, we spoke a month or so ago and we were talking about how good it is to be back. And here you are juggling, which is what you're in it for, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's very frustrating sometimes, though. At the same time, it's been like brilliant. Like last night, coming away happy as Larry, you know, one of the best experiences I've had getting into this round. I've never done it as a manager. But then you go to Saturday and, you know, you might pick up a couple of niggles from last night, which we did, and then you're trying to... what you can play, what shape you can play, might have to change shape, and then it gives you an edit, and you forget about that the night against Blyth. So, but that's part of management, I suppose, and I've just got to get on with it. And I know for one thing, I know the lads will.
Final question, Carl. You know, just looking forward to the cup ties coming up over the next 7 days or so.
Yeah, I mean they are. I mean, we always try to do well in the cups. We've been very unlucky the last few years. we've drawn some really good teams in the cups above us, you know, in leagues above. But we're looking forward to this one. We know a bit about Stocksbridge because they were in our league about 2 years ago, and the place is wide open, to be honest. We had a windy day when we went down there last. It was a 0-0 boring draw, to be fair. But, you know, we'll give it our best shot again and see what we can do in this cup as well. It's just, you know, the better you do in the cups, that's the headache, because you're losing games behind it. And, you know, like I've told you before, the main priority this year is the league.
Cal Jarrett there, manager of Mash United, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. We touched upon the fourth qualifying round tie there, James, for Mask. But obviously Cal Jarrett and his coaching staff and the players should take a lot of credit for getting that far, but also the volunteers and the ground staff at Mask for turning that fixture around.
I think the team rewarded the fans with that result there straight away. I think we spoke about them 2 weeks ago, that Mask are actually a team to look out for this year.
James, before we go, we do have to say, coming up next, we're going to be joined by Thomas Feeney with a fixture preview for this weekend's matches. From a social media perspective, we've joked about it, but it's true. Loads of great work being done by the clubs with regards to radio commentary and TV streaming as well. So lots of stuff going on social media over the coming days.
Yeah, just keep your eyes out, because obviously a lot of clubs are looking at expanding their social media side as well.
James, keep up the good work, my friend. You have a lovely and safe weekend, and we'll be hearing from you again next week.
No worries. Cheers, man.
So a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. And let's draw our eyes now to this weekend's matches. We should say we're recording this bit of the show now on Friday afternoon. I've left it as late as possible. And, well, we'll get to the reasons why. That's a wise call in a second. But joining me down the other end of the phone now, from the other side of the Pennines, to help us preview tomorrow's fixtures in the league, we should be joined by the welcome return of Mr. Thomas Feeney. Hello, Thomas. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you?
I'm all good. We record it as late as we can now because of COVID and the chances of matches being postponed due to positive cases within dressing rooms and around clubs and that kind of thing. And that takes us to Hyde United. They've had news this week that they've got a positive case within the dressing room. So tomorrow's match with Whitby has now been postponed. It's a bit like we were talking about early in the show with Alfreton. We just send our best wishes to every club who've got a positive case within the dressing room. It is what it is, as one philosopher once said.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, it's kind of that thing of safety first. You know, the precautions have to be put in place. The protocol was put there for a reason. So if this close contact can be proven, which in all cases it is a case that, yeah, it is going to cause a bit of a fixture backlog later down the line, but safety has to be the priority, and Hyde United have made the right call.
Yes, absolutely. And like we said, sending our best wishes to Hyde United and to Alfreton and everyone else affected by COVID at this time. But at time of recording, the next 20 minutes or so, these matches are on. But do keep an eye on social media before setting off to your game on Saturday. Just before we get to that, Thomas, I need to mention it. Gisley. We've got a match. FC United have got a match against Gisley, or Geisley, as some people call it, next Saturday in the FA Cup.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to say, when the draw was made, somebody who I know messaged me and was like, Geisley haven't been drawn yet. And I had to go, no. I've never heard it being called Gil's Eye. I've never heard that before, but... Yeah, I only knew it because of the number. I was searching, going, is that Geisley? Right, okay then. But I look forward to a trip to Manchester, hopefully.
Excellent stuff. We'll have a preview for next weekend's matches in the FA Cup on next week's show, obviously. But let's talk about the league, and we'll kick things off with the team currently top of the table. That's Warrington. Did suffer a defeat, though, in their last league out against Mickleova. Radcliffe picked up a good win midweek. And Lee Fowler said in his interview, you know, he's not interested in performances. He's just after results. This is a big banana skin for Warrington this week. And let's see how they react to their first league defeat of the season.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Radcliffe as well. I know Lee Fowler's delighted with the signing of Neil Downs, who... comes in, you know, after, well, how many games playing in the Football League, a really good experienced player and somebody who, if you, I don't think Radcliffe, you know, you'd say they would particularly need a massive boost, but I think that is exactly what it is because of the kind of calibre of player that he's being able to bring in Neil Downs. But like you were saying, you know, for Warrington, it's an interesting one to see where they are in the table, to be at this point of the season, to be top. Obviously, you know, there's other teams that have got, you know, games in hand on them, but it is all about now the reaction, having that loss against Mickleover. How do they bounce back? And, you know, like you said, it is such a banana skin this for them because Radcliffe have got that quality. And if they're not on the day, Warrington, you know, Radcliffe will be leaving with the win. So it's a really good game and a really good test for both teams.
Yes, absolutely. The team currently sitting third position in the league. I should say Buxton haven't got a game on Saturday. They're currently sitting second. Their next match is on Tuesday, I think, against Mickleover. So we go down to third place team now. Witton Albion, everybody. Witton Albion will be travelling to Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough Trinity returning to action this week. Witton have had a very impressive start to the season, Thomas.
Yeah, they most definitely have, you know, to beat Scarborough, to beat Baysford, to go to Radcliffe and win 4-1. I mean, it has been a really good start for them. And, you know, losing to Whitby and Mickleover, I don't think there's any shame in that. So, again, it is that thing of Witten on their day, that kind of calibre of player they've got. Someone like Steve McNulty, who is the kind of player that drive a team on. You know, I saw him a lot last season with York City, and I was surprised that he'd actually gone down to the Northern Premier League. No, you know, no offence to Witten Albion, but for the player, kind of player he's such a good player. And Witten are one of those teams that I think a lot of people would say, oh, they'll be mid-table. You know, they've got a good team, a good manager. Can they push on? But, you know, you look at them last two victories, they're facing teams that at end of season would be aiming for a playoff place and they're beating them. And all of a sudden you'd be thinking, you know what, they've got a chance here, you know, they've got a chance to do something. And again, it's going to be that interesting bit, that kind of theory of what is better now, to have the points on the board or to have the games in hand because of all that's happening. And, you know, presume it will happen, you know, quite a bit more often while the season goes on. So it's interesting, Witten being third, points on the board, you know, obviously they've played a few games more than other teams, but it's interesting to see what the best predicament will be for them.
Yes, it's something to keep an eye on, that's for sure. Witten Albion against Gainsborough, I think it's up there for game of the weekend, but this week's game of the weekend goes to South Shields, who are hosting Matlock Town. That is my game of the weekend. Thomas, thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting because obviously I watched Matlock during midweek, and it was one of those games where they got a red card within 5 minutes, and in the end they had three players sent off. They had a player sent off at half time who was on the bench, and there was, I think, it was more than 10 yellow cards handed out during the game. And it was just one of those weird games where Matlock, before the red card, you know, they'd hit the post. They really did look like, you can tell why they're up there at the moment in the table. And, you know, I know people that went to the Ashton United game and were saying that, you know, Matlock were by far the better team. So I think for Matlock, it's one of these, their FA Cup defeat. Do they take the defeat and feel a bit down about it? Or do they go, do you know what? We lost with nine men. We've played a team that are a division higher and we gave it a really good go. And I think they'll be going into this game kind of on that thing of, do you know what? If we can do that against Guiseley, let's see what we can do with 11 men against South Shields. And I think, you know, for South Shields, it's again an interesting one because doing well in the FA Cup, they've got a good tie in the next round. But the league has to be their bread and butter because last season, I think we all know that they would have gone up, you know, and it's that thing of they can't use that as an excuse now going forward. And, you know, when they played Radcliffe and they lost at home, they bounced back against Bamber Bridge. They've done progressed in the FA Cup. So they'll be feeling like they're getting that bit of momentum as well. So, yeah, I'll agree with you. I think there'll be about two more that I say at game at weekend as well. But for now, I'm going to say that I agree with you.
You know what? I'm disagreeing with myself because actually it's the next match that is game of the weekend. And it's two teams on the rebound. Scarborough Athletic and Nantwich Town going head-to-head on Saturday. Sixth travelling to seventh. Both suffering defeats, heavy defeats, actually, midweek. So what do you think for this?
Yeah, well, I'm, I, you know, for Scarborough, it was midweek was just one of those games where it really was sod's law. Obviously, you know, Buxton have brought in three of their best players from last season, and I've seen James Walshaw far too many times to know that he wouldn't make an impact in this game, and he got two. You know, some had said it were a hat-trick, but I think in the end it's been given as an own goal, one of them. But, you know, it's kind of that thing of they need to bounce back now. And losing to Buxton, obviously really disappointing. But I think the performance, there were elements of it where Darren Kelly's been happy. And I know Darren's given an interview where he's basically said that their number one target, the player they've been chasing for how many weeks and months, it looks like he will be getting in probably after this game, in fairness. But again, these are two teams, end of season. If they're not in the playoffs, I would be surprised. And I think for Nantwich, they'll be looking and thinking, look, we've got two games in hand on most of the teams around us, you know, especially the teams at the top. But again, it is that thing that they need to bounce back after what's happened. So
it's game of the weekend, Skarb Athletic against Nantwich Town. An intriguing game taking place in Nottinghamshire, Basford United against Bamber Bridge. Basford have just been plodding along, haven't they? And, you know, they're there. They're on the same number of points as Matlock, you know, 1 point behind South Shields, 5 points off top spot. It's been an okay start for Basford, but tough game for them this weekend against Bamber Bridge.
Yeah, I think, you know, Basford, going into the motion now, you know, they've started with a loss against Warrington, obviously, and then they've the last game against Radcliffe, you know, and in between a win, a draw and a loss. And it's kind of one of those. Again, for them last season, I felt they were the team that were just starting to... If you'd have said to me when it was all suspended, who's going to go up in the playoffs, I just had a funny feeling Basford were going to be the ones that did it. I probably were wrong with that prediction. But I think for them, they've got a squad which it has all the capabilities to do something again this season. And it's games like facing Bamber Bridge where they really do need to be picking up the results. And you know, again, you look at Bamber Bridge and where they are, obviously nearer the bottom ends of the table. But again, they've had two really tough games recently against South Shields and, you know, mentioning Radcliffe with every result, but against Radcliffe as well, they lost. And I think Bamber Bridge, you know, they've had that disruption with what's happened as well. And I think they'll be looking at this as a really good test to get, you know, second win of the season in the league. And it's an intriguing, yeah, I think intriguing is the right word, because you could definitely see Bamber Bridge getting the win here, but for Basford, for all their aims to pick up that bit of momentum, they really need to be winning this one.
Another team who need to win, I'm going to suggest, is Ashton United. They've slipped down the table slightly in recent days. Ashton United hosting Micklover Sports, who've leapfrogged them after last weekend's matches. Big game this one, I think, for Ashton United.
Yeah, I think it was an interesting one where obviously they announced Chris Dagnall had joined, and then 5 minutes into his debut he was given a straight red. And I think it kind of summed up how that game went. They conceded a penalty within a minute, I think, and it was saved. But in the end, they lost to Atherton. And, you know, obviously Clegg going back to his old side, it was one of those games where it felt like a really important game for Ashton. And now it is really about getting a reaction, because, you know, last two games, they've heavily to Matlock and then losing to Atherton. So, really important for them that they're able to get that reaction, because if they don't, all of a sudden they are going to be, you know, as long as the game goes ahead, they are going to be the only team in that bottom half of the table that's played six games in the league. So immediately you're looking and thinking there's, you know, a little bit of work to do for them. You know, they're going to have to be picking up them results. Obviously, it is not a case right now where it's panic stations, but just already they'd be looking and thinking, do you know what, there's teams in and around us that have got three games in hand on us, and that, you know, they're below them. So it'll be an interesting game for them, and one where I think, you know, they need to be getting something from it just to get that momentum back.
Well, Ashton United suffered that defeat midweek to Atherton Coles. That saw Atherton Coles move up to 12th position in the league table. Atherton Coles hosting Stalybridge Celtic on Saturday. And Stalybridge, at the moment, bottom of the table after four games. They need to get some momentum going as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I think when you look at Atherton's results, it's the case that they've lost the two teams that will definitely be, you know, in and around them top places by the end of it, and then beaten two teams where you'd say that they'd be looking and thinking, yeah, we've got a real good chance there. And, you know, Stalybridge, I mean, I think the only thing you've got to say is they've lost three in a row, but again, they've lost to three teams where, you know, you go to Nantwich, it's always a tough game. You play Scarborough, it's always a tough game. You play Buxton, and with the signings they've made, it's going to be a really tough one. And I know that they'll be looking at Stafford and thinking they've got a point as well, but Stafford have had that positive in, you know, the other competition. Well, for Stalybridge, it's kind of just been a couple of weeks where results haven't gone their way, and they really need to be picking up something this weekend, because if not, again, it's just that thing of, you know, you're looking and thinking, right, teams above us have got games in hand, and, you know, we've lost, you know, four in a row potentially.
There's two more fixtures remaining, and this is a bit odd that I'm saying this, but they've only played three games, but FC United are currently in 18th. Still undefeated, should say, but that's following three draws. FC United hosting Stafford Rangers. Stafford Rangers 2 points back, having played a game more. I think it's a bit early to call this a relegation six-pointer, but it's, you know, these two are close by the table, so a must-win for both, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously, I was going to say that line. You've nicked it off me. Right. The unbeaten start continues for FC United, but, you know, I think when you look at the fixtures for FC United, you know, Nantwich, Scarborough, and then maybe Hyde United. But again, Hyde United, you know,
they drew with South Shields a weekend earlier.
You know, they're playing teams that are definitely going to be going for it. And I think, you know, it is an interesting one because, you know, I look at Stafford Rangers and you're looking at them results in the league and thinking it's been a bit of a tough start for Jody, but then you look at the FA Cup run and, you know, a fantastic win against Hereford, you know, which I watched quite a bit of it a few days ago. And, I mean, they were really good. They were really impressive. And I think it is kind of one of those things where some clubs, you know, probably looking and thinking, right now you'd rather be in that position where you're picking up a bit of FA Cup money and you're doing that. Well, the league, obviously, you know, you want to be doing well in both. But if you had to prioritise right now, you'd say the cup. But I think for Stafford, it feels to me like a really big banana skin for FC United because, you know, I think a lot of neutrals will be saying, well, FC United should win this one. But I've just got a feeling, I hope you don't cut the call off right now, but I do just have a feeling that Stafford will get something from this.
Do you see that, listener? I never cut him off. Never cut him off. I'm one of those impartial people that Thomas was just talking about. Anyway, let's talk about the final game. Lancaster City, currently sitting 19th. Another team who it's a surprise where they are at the moment, but they've only played three games this season. Lancaster City, currently sitting 19th. They're travelling to 20th placed Grantham Town. And Grantham haven't had the start that I think many of those neutrals you were talking about, Thomas, they were expecting, I wouldn't have thought. So an interesting game, this one.
Yeah, and I think it's two teams that, you know, you'd look at and think both of them haven't had the start you'd particularly have expected, especially with Grantham after the way that they drew against Morpeth, because I thought that was a really good way to start the season, to go there and get something, and then kind of brought that back down to earth, losing to Atherton immediately after that. But, you know, Lancaster are one of these teams that I think they've impressed me with the way that they went about the business in the summer. You know, they've got a really good manager who, the way that he kind of galvanised the team when he took over, you could see the potential within that group. But again, it is one of those where just, you know, you keep drawing games. I know that they lost one as well, but you keep drawing games. All of a sudden, you know, you're looking and thinking, you know, you're dropping points, never mind it being a case of getting something, you're dropping points. So this to me, I feel like this is one of those matches where in a few games' time, you'll look back and whoever wins this one, you'd probably look and say, that was where it started for them. That's where they started just picking up the wins now. While the other one, I'm not sure. You know, I think it is going to be really tough to call this season who actually goes down, because the expectations for, I'd say, most of the teams is that they're going to be going in and around them playoff places or in and around mid-table. So it's going to make for fascinating viewing.
You've destined it to be a draw now, just to say. But FC United, incidentally, will take on Lancaster City on Tuesday night in a midweek encounter. So, you know, that's That's interesting right there, isn't it? But just to talk about Tuesday night, the matches which are scheduled to play at the moment, Ashley United hosting Radcliffe, Atherton Colts hosting Bamber Bridge, Basford hosting Stafford Rangers, it's Buxton against Micklover, FC United against Lancaster City, Gainsborough against Stalybridge, Grantham against Matlock. The match between Hyde United and Witton Albion has been postponed due to COVID, as we discussed earlier. Scarborough Athletic against Whitby Town. Ooh, a midweek derby right there. South Shields hosting Morpeth in the Battle of the North East, and it's Warrington Town against Nantwich Town in a bit of a Cheshire derby. Beautiful. And we should say as well, there are some FA Trophy matches. The second qualifying round is we're now at that stage. There's loads, isn't there? Have a look at the schedule on thempl.co.uk. But a big good luck to all our sides in action in the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy. And Thomas, a big thank you for joining us. Where are you up to this weekend? And how can people keep abreast of your non-league musings?
Well, I'll be watching Geisley play this weekend. And obviously, next week, I'll be watching them beat FC United of Manchester, which will be a grand day out for us all.
Again, didn't cut him off. See that? Things I do for you, dear listener. Thomas, a big thank you for joining us, my friend. Have a lovely weekend. Stay safe, and we'll be hearing from you again soon.
Same to you, mate. A pleasure as always.
Non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, Thomas Feeney there, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. A big, big thank you to all our guests this week for joining me. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website thempl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you make sure that you all have a lovely and safe weekend, and you'll be hearing from us again next week. Bye-bye.